In our previous year, we began an extensive discussion in the halacha that the Gemara says that if somebody's eved va'oma do damage, the owner is not held responsible. Because Omer of Ashi, ota eved va'oma lav tamar rabbi ispahu, there's a specific reason why if my eved va'oma do damage, I should not be held responsible. Because if I'm going to be held responsible, we need to be concerned. Ask Rabbi Naftali Trump. The Gemara is going to teach us later in our Masechta that if, as we're learning in our sugyas quite extensively, that if I make Eish, of course I'm Chayiv. It's mentioned in our Mishnah, Hever. If my Shor does damage, as we also learned in our Mishnah, I am held responsible. But let's say my Shor lit a fire. So the Gemara says, Ishbar v'loy Shorbar. I'm not held responsible for my Shor that makes a fire. I'm not held responsible for my Shor that digs a pit. So why is an Eved any different? So the Stipler says a beautiful explanation. He says, when the Gemara says, Ishbar v'loy Shorbar, that I'm only held responsible if I make a pit, I'm not held responsible if my animal makes a pit, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that I'm not responsible for what my Eved does. That's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means to say is that the Torah teaches us that if you dig a bar or you uncover a bar, you did a maisa mazik. Says the Torah, the digging of a shor is not considered digging. The opening of a bar by a shor is not considered a maisa of opening a bar. Because a shor is not a person. A shor is an animal. So when he digs or he uncovers, that's not considered an act of digging or an act of uncovering. But an eved is a human being. And therefore, if the eved is my mammon, I will be held responsible. The Gemara on Daf Nun Vav Amabeis teaches us that if a person has animals and he gives over his animals to someone to watch those animals, so the halacha is that at that point the shomer becomes responsible and the owners become potter. Because the Gemara explains, by giving it over to the shomer, it's now his responsibility and not me. So, and he now becomes the responsible individual. So ask Rav Naftali Traub, an Eved is a responsible, intelligent human being. So he is the shomer over himself. So why, if I gave over the Eved to himself, is it no different than giving it over to Shomer, and I should not be responsible? So Rav Shmuel Rizovsky answers to that question. He says, it's not just enough that I give over my shor, my animal, to a Shomer, and I'm off the hook. It also has to include that the Shomer accepted that responsibility. In our Gemara, when the Eved is doing damage, it's quite obvious that the Eved never accepted that responsibility. And without him being accepting that responsibility, then it's not like I ever gave it over to a Shomer. Rav Naftali Traub has a whole different approach, however, to this sugya. He says that when we say in our sugya, especially according to the way the Meiri learns the Gemara that we spoke about in our previous year. It's not that when my Eved does damage, it's as if I did damage, and therefore I am held responsible. That's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is that when my Eved does damage, so he's financially responsible for that damage. But the Halacha says that an Eved is unable to make any payments. Because kol ma shekana Eved, kana rabbi. So since the Eved is unable to make payment, therefore it's the owner's responsibility. It should be the owner's responsibility to make that payment. Comes the Gemara with a chiddush, shemiyak netana rabbi. We're worried that if that's going to be the case, it's going to be an untenable situation. But it's not that I'm chayiv. So according to this understanding of Rav Tali Trop, it also goes back to something we discussed in previous shurim in our last year. It turns out that it could be the machlokes of the Meiri and the Rambam is an understanding. How do we look at your mammon that does hezek? Do we look at your mammon doing hezek as if you did hezek? It seems the way the Rambam learns. But that you could only say on an animal, because he doesn't have his own das. An Eved that has his own das, how can we say that when the Eved does damage, I should be held responsible? On the other hand, the opinion of the Meiri is that it's not a question who did the damage. I have always the obligation. If my mom did damage, I'm responsible. The only thing is, here Chazal let you off the hook. So here we begin a new discussion now. And that is a situation, if somebody does damage, when are they held responsible? When are they not held responsible? There's an interesting halacha. In Evan Ezer, Simon Pei, Sif Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch discussed the situation. A woman is working at home, and she breaks dishes. Can the husband demand that she has to reimburse him for the damage she did? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Potter, Ptur, she's not held responsible. And if we look in the Rambam, in Perek Chof Aleph of Hilchas Ishes Halochatas, says the Rambam, V'ein zeh min adin. This is not what the halacha requires. El takono. It's very similar to our Gemara. Shim ein ata oimekein. If we won't have this halacha, imken ein shon b'toich habayis, loyulam. We'll never have shon bayis at home. Ela nimtzis nisharis v'nimnas m'roi v'amalochis. No woman, no wife is going to want to work in the kitchen if it could end up costing her who knows how much money. V'nimtzis k'tat v'nem. Then she's not going to work in the kitchen. There's not going to be anything to eat. And we'll be left without shalom bayis. So the Rambam seems to learn that it's a din, it's like our Gemara, a special takonas chazal. The Ravid says, loy min Hashem uzeh. That's not the reason. We can't make up our own takonas. We know that the aloch is a shoyo, somebody who borrows something. The Torah Kedosha says, in bal of imoy, then the owner is not held responsible. And the wife is Shmir Rebalim. Shusocholoi b'kol shol. The wife is connected to her husband all the time, and therefore she's not held responsible. It's an interesting opinion. What's going to be the nafkamina between the Ravid and the Rambam? What's going to be if you'll have a wife who intentionally does this kind of behavior, breaking dishes, causing a husband financial damage? According to Ravid, it should make a difference. The The Torah Kedoshah says Balav Imoy, and by Balav Imoy, you potter. According to the Rambam, it's a special takana. If it's a special takana for Shalom Bayis, it's only when it's indeed an accident. In a situation where it's not an accident, we cannot, then the wife will indeed be held responsible. Then the Pais can discuss another situation. What will be the halacha if one has help at home and that help does damage? What will be the halacha at that time? Can the owner deduct from the help, from their salary, for the damage? They have help at home, they broke something. Can you deduct from them for the damage that they have done? So there's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Marsham, Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Dalet, discusses the Shaila. And the Marsham says that if there's a pshia, if it was done intentionally, certainly you have every right to deduct from their salary what they did. But then he also points out, as a practical point, he says, if this is the way you're going, it's not the way to live with your workers. You have to be a fair employer. And if they broke something accidentally, you have to pay, you have to think about this. And there's a very interesting paragraph that I'd like to learn together in the Aruch HaShulchan discussing this shaila. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "Kishmechuyev litalem bezoinus." When one has an arrangement with his workers that he has to give them meals, the kemishiyesh lemisharis or misharis v'bayis, if somebody has workers at home, tzarach litein lahem, says the Aruch HaShulchan, one has to give them mikom mash v'nei baisa oichon v'shoisim. You have to treat your workers properly. Whatever you and your family are eating, that's what you should give them. V'afri be'ever ivri kosev, as we learned in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chof, regarding an ever ivri, ki toiv lo imok v'darsh chazal, imok v'machal, imok v'mashta. Shalai te ata oichol pas nekiya, v'oichol pas kibur. He shouldn't be eating good bread, and you should be eating good bread, and he's eating poor quality bread. But when you applied him, when you employed them, you made very specific conditions. Then you follow the conditions that were set when you hired him. If there's a minig hamokim, what should be done? Then you follow the minig hamokim. The kala niska, whoever is hired, al das haminiku niska. However, continues the Aruch HaShulchan, umidis chasidis, the midis chasidis is litin la'avod ma'mishorosum litam yikom min sh'oichu ba'atzmai. That whatever you're eating, give them to eat from that as well. But frat da'ovah sheyesh lo'y derech toiv, if they're cooking at home, something that has a good aroma, kigoyin bosa shamein, good meat, sh'yochel somebody who gets the desire to eat that, and now you don't give it to him, it could cause sakana for him. As the Gemara says, Masechta Ksubos, Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, certainly you should share with him. Continues the Aruch HaShulchan, V'kol hezek sh'ois ha'mishoros v'mishorosos, v'apoil chayovim, if they did damage and it wasn't an oinus, they are responsible. The didim kishay masacher, they have a din like kishay masacher, who's chayiv for any damage they do. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and with this he concludes, the minig of good employers, shloile nakas lem hazekas ktanim, not to demand from them to pay for small damage, kishviris tsluchias for karis, if they break a plate. Ukedoymer, I'm loish partial hedger kamazidim mamish. So he says, unless it's very clear that they were very deliberate in causing damage, as is the case in our Gemara, if you don't have such a situation, says Darach HaShulchan, you should be a good boss, you should be a good employer, and don't be that tough. And if they did it by accident, don't demand that they repay you.